so you're very precautious about putting things out. Nowadays, they have a storage room, storage building that you buy and you set up yourself.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That takes the place of that.
Yeah, and yeah. Take the place instead of the wood house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, if, talking about the daily housework, if you were, when you were growing up, if you were going to have company, what would your mother have to do to the house? She'd say she was going to have to...
Well, she would get one of her best tablecloths out and put on her table. And in the kitchen would be where everybody would eat. They don't have, they didn't have dining rooms then like they do now for special company to come and eat.
Well, now, did y'all help with the housework? Did you help?
Yes, I'd help my mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
And y'all would help clean up?
Uh-huh. We'd have to clean up. Sometimes we had special company come. We'd take the curtains down. Mm-hmm. At that time they had lace curtains.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. Lace curtains. You wash and iron, put starch in them. And we used to iron by charcoal bucket.
You don't mean it.
And this is what my mother's iron.
Oh. Oh.
That's what you call a smoothing iron.
A smoothing iron.
And you put that on your charcoal burner.
Oh.
And you talking about ironing.
And this thing would iron.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's so heavy.
Yes, ma'am.
And you put this on the charcoal
burner. Charcoal and take off. You'd have your rag and a piece of, you seen this wax, household wax? Well, you take and put your iron on that wax, and that keep it from sticking. That keep your iron
and that
smooth.
Would keep it from.
Mm-hmm. Keep it from scarring. You never. And old folks used to take their finger and tap the iron to see whether it was hot or whether it was cold.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we used to take the ironing board. They didn't have legs then like they do now.
Oh.
Used to take it and put it across wooden boxes or two chairs that would hold them, and that's the way you would iron.
Yeah, see the tree?
Yeah.
That's what they use.
That's
what they use to keep the iron from sticking. They take and rub the iron over that part.
See that cedar tree over there in her yard?
Yeah.
Well, you just get your
pieces
and put it on where you set your iron down and rub it on there.
And that's what they use?
Yeah, that cedar wood, that, mm-hmm.
Well, how would they get the clothes clean now?
Oh, you use a rub board.
Oh.
You get in that, you get your tubs and get your wash water heated in a pot. I still got the pot my mother had.
You do?
Uh-huh. You heat it, make a wooden fire bundle. Mm-hmm. And if you want to boil your white clothes, you use lye. In those times, and lately, my aunt's just been dead 4 years, but she used to make lye soap.
Oh.
And you take this lye soap and put in your clothes. You didn't know nothing about no Purex and Clorox, and Clorox 2 and none of that stuff. See, they just use pure lye soap. And it used to be a soap put out by Procter & Gamble called P&G. P&G soap, and it was one of the best soaps that was on the market.
Uh-huh.
And you used to could buy it for a nickel and a dime, 15 cents. And you take and wash your clothes, and then put your white clothes in this pot of hot water with this lye in it.
Uh-huh.
Then you used to have to wash them twice.
Oh, they did.
Wash them in one water and wash them in another. And then have 3-inch water. And they used to use what you call blueing. It used to come in the stick.
Uh-huh.
Stick of blueing.
Uh-huh. What would that do?
Well, that would...